The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Driverless taxis could be operating in London from next year, making it the first European city to have driverless taxis. They have been operational in cities such as San Francisco and LA for the last number of years. But what are the pros and cons of them? Well, joining me now to discuss this is Irish Examiner columnist Jane Cowan and Ciara O'Brien, technology correspondent with the Irish Times. And to come to you first, Ciara, you have been in one of these vehicles. What did you think?
I've been in several at this stage now, and by choice, not because we were being given a demo of them. At the start, before I got into it, I did think I'd be a bit weirded out by it because there is basically nobody in the driver's seat. It's like watching something out of Knight Rider for the people who remember what that was, where the car is just driving itself and the wheel is actually moving. I did think that would scare me a little bit because it's not normal. You know, it's not what we're used to.
And but the car is slowing down, speeding up, indicator lights coming on and off.
Taking off across lanes of traffic, squeezing into the gaps, all of that stuff. Stuff you'd expect from a regular driver, except there is nobody in that driver's seat. It's the one seat you're not allowed to sit in. But and I was sitting in the back kind of watching all this happen. For the first few minutes, I was a bit kind of like, oh God, not sure I like this. After a while, you forget that there's nobody in the driver's seat. And I have to say now, it would be anytime I've been anywhere where there are driverless taxis, I would go for that over the traditional type.
Why?
A few reasons. It's the safest I've ever felt in a taxi in the US, ever. Because, you know, there's no such thing as driver fatigue. You know, obviously there's software that you have to be aware of that, you know, if there is a glitch. These things are tested and then tested again before they're even allowed near a road. Drivers don't get tired. Drivers are not talking on their phone loudly for the entire journey. Basically, all those little annoyances that you can get sometimes. Now, and I've been in lots of great taxis, don't get me wrong. Before people start sending me angry messages, I do like taxis. But this, you know, it was preferable to kind of doing the usual Uber thing I would have done there because it's the same type of system. You order through an app, the car arrives at an appointed place and you get into it and off you go. But there's just no people.
And I presume they really have to obey the rules of the road. There's no sort of cutting corners.
They do. And that can cause a problem because there have been cases where there was a case that was in the papers a couple of years ago where a woman had made a complaint to, and it was Waymo at the time, because two men had stood in front of the car. Now, if the car detects a person, it won't move off. But in this case, they were actually doing that deliberately because they were trying to get her phone number. So she was being harassed through technology. And now she did contact, obviously, there is, within all of these cars, there is a kind of a rider support kind of button where you get through to somebody instantly. But the problem is, obviously, these cars are not going to drive off, you know, if there's somebody in the way, whereas a human driver would be able to kind of gauge the situation, back up a bit and go. And they probably wouldn't have done it if there was a human driver. Because there's nobody in the driver's seat, it looks like somebody's in a car on their own.
Jane, you would welcome these driverless taxis in Ireland. Why?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the safety element of getting into a taxi, I'm a young woman, when I'm getting a taxi home from a night out on my own, I think, as like most women have probably experienced, you have, you know, issues with, you're concerned for your safety getting into a taxi with a stranger, you know, prying questions or whatever that is. I would just really enjoy being able to sort of bypass that element.
And have you ever had a bad experience in a taxi here, or do you just feel a little vulnerable?
Well, I think I definitely feel vulnerable. I've also had negative experiences. Like a few months ago, I was coming home and I would usually order a taxi like through an app like Freenow or something like that, just so the location is tracked, because that makes me feel a little safer. But this taxi, I hadn't done that. It was quite late at night and we were driving past like a petrol station, and the taxi driver decided to drive like into the back of the petrol station where there was like an empty car park, like no lights, nothing. I think he probably thought I was like had a lot more to drink than I had or anything like that. So as soon as he did this, I was like, excuse me, you need to continue, go back out onto the main road. Like, my house is 5 minutes from here. I was like, I'll call my dad. He'll be here in a few minutes, because, you know, and then that was fine. He, you know, saw that I wasn't going to let that happen, and he continued and dropped me back home.
Did you report that?
No, because I, in the, you know, fear of the moment and everything, didn't get his name, license, nothing. I was just like delighted to get into my house, and I hadn't ordered it through an app, so I had no way of tracking who that person was.
So you are very conscious of your safety. You do actually take active measures
to
kind of protect yourself. Do you ever do, which I know I've done myself in the past, you know, that sort of fake phone call?
Oh, 100%.
Look, all the women are nodding. Yeah, I'm in a taxi here. I'll be home in 10 minutes. All right, will you put the kettle on or something? Yeah. If you're ever feeling a bit nervy. Now, I've never actually had a bad experience.
Yeah.
But I do understand that.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I'm always making a fake call to my dad.
I don't think there's a single woman out there who can honestly say they haven't had some sort of negative experience. Yeah. And again, before people start texting angrily enough, that's not to say all taxi drivers like that. Plenty of taxi drivers have gone out of their way to make sure that I have got home safely.
100%.
But what I will say is I have had negative experiences, inappropriate comments. I know, even my immediate circle of friends, they've all had negative experiences where with people are crossing the line, either with actions or, you know, by taking a very out of the way route that they know is not the right one, claiming that they don't have, back in the days where you had to have cash, that they didn't have any change and they were going to have to drive you to X, Y, and Z to get, you know, to get money. You know, all of this kind of thing. And in a lot of cases, you have some comeback because maybe you've booked through a company, but sometimes you haven't. You've just flagged a taxi down on the side of the road. Now, I will say, since the apps have been a thing, I have lost all ability to even do that. I have to order a taxi through an app. I just can't. My brain just won't let me do it. But there are so many people who've had negative experiences and worse. So, you know, having the apps themselves is great because you do have a way of tracking things back. But then driverless taxis are another thing altogether where you don't, the human element is taken out of it. And we all do that thing as well where you put a friend into a car at the end of the night and you say, text me as soon as you get home. You know, you'll be home in 20 minutes. And if they don't, then you're onto them straight away. And that's just the reality for women in general.
There's a text that's just come in and I was just about to ask this question. I would so welcome driverless taxis, but what will happen to taxi drivers? I presume if this was introduced in Ireland, there would be real pushback, Jane.
Yeah, and I totally see that. Like, I hear myself when I say that I would feel safer in a taxi that, you know, I'm not sitting in the taxi with a stranger. I hear the obvious, like, that as a person could be working that job. But I don't know what the answer to that is. I just know that I would feel safer in that situation.
There is one other thing, is that all these driverless taxis are working in very defined areas. They're geo-fenced, you know, so you can't say, I can't get a driverless taxi out to the airport if I'm in San Francisco because it doesn't operate there. It's outside. It's you know, so everything is done for safety reasons as well, because they know they can operate safely in these areas. So for the time being, at least, I mean, and you're talking about Waymo has been operating for several years in San Francisco. Like we're going, I think, since at least 2022. I don't know the exact date, but, you know, we're a few years down the line. They're rolling this out slowly. It's not going to be like next year driverless taxis are going to be everywhere. There will always be, I suppose, a place for taxi drivers. But if you've tried to get a taxi, sometimes you can't. Or, you know, in case of Uber, there's surge pricing because the demand is so heavy. So there is obviously room for this as well. And there will always be people who want to sit in the back of a taxi and have a chat with somebody. Personally, I prefer to, you know, just get into a car and go where I need to go. And sometimes I'm just sometimes I will absolutely welcome chatting to somebody. Sometimes I just don't want to talk to anybody.
You're not going to miss the, are you busy today? Are you going out tonight? It must be very busy now that it's raining. I love a bit of taxi talk. Have you voted for the election? What do you make of the candidates?
I know sometimes I have the best chats in taxis as well, but sometimes I have work to do and I just want to get into a taxi and get somewhere. And sometimes, as I said, it's late at night. Like, this is where also, where I'm sure there's certain taxi drivers out there who don't want to be working late at night. This is where driverless taxis could also help them, because it means then there are still taxis on the roads. And during the day then, when people are a bit more, you know, I suppose, friendly and willing to talk and, you know, not blind drunk. You know, they don't want to be driving people around, you know, who are insensible.
Lots of texts coming in here. We shouldn't be promoting the loss of jobs. Awful to think of a whole industry that could be obliterated. Taxi drivers are salt of the earth and a mine of information. Let's not dismiss them altogether. And we're certainly not going to do that. But there is another text here I think is really interesting. I've used Waymo every time I go to San Fran. It's fantastic. But I'm dubious that Irish politicians have the wherewithal or technical competence and bravery to make the necessary legislative changes to allow them on Irish roads in particular. I think it would be transformative for rural communities.
Yeah, and also there are a lot of people out there who, for various reasons, don't want to drive, don't ever learn how to drive. And, you know, we're trying, I suppose, that the politicians are also trying to discourage car use within certain areas. And this would be kind of the ideal thing, because you're talking about places that don't have say, I'm not well served by public transport. Now, I know we had the argument there not so long ago that AI would overtake the need for the Metrolink, which I don't really agree with. I think these things will exist side by side alongside, you know, they will be there together. It's not one or the other. There are certain places where public transport won't serve. And this is, you know, this could be a good way for people, say, who have mobility issues, who can't drive for reasons, who don't want to drive for other reasons, you know, or who can't afford to.
My assumption would be, Jane, that because there is no driver, that this taxi is going to be cheaper. But I know the technology that is used within these cars is going to cost an absolute fortune. Would you be happy to pay a little bit more to use a driverless taxi?
I absolutely would. Yeah, like if I'm getting home from a night out, and especially when I'm on my own, if I'm always willing to pay, like, you know, hailing a taxi is a little bit cheaper than getting one through Freenow in general, but I'm always willing to pay for a Freenow to
have that record, have that safety.
It just makes me feel better.
Talk to me about the safety record of these driverless taxis, because it's not, in fairness, spotlessly clean, is it, Ciara?
Well, it's not. No, they have been involved in accidents, but if you look at, like, some of them were very early on where, say, there was a software glitch, which have now been, obviously, fixed. Obviously, you know, in terms of fatalities, I'm aware of one case where there was a fatality. It was involving a Waymo, but it was a motorcyclist that went into the back of a Waymo and then was hit by another car behind, travelling behind them. So the Waymo was actually waiting to turn and the motorcyclist went into the back of them. They are very transparent, particularly in the US. All of these things are reported, and the bulk of the incidents, so everything that is involved with these driverless taxis, any kind of collision is reported. Near misses are not, but collisions are reported. And what they found was a lot of it was human error. Say, like somebody getting out of a Waymo opened a door into a cyclist or a motorbike coming up beside them. In one case, it was a software issue with the Waymo. But they said the software possibly could have been better, but the Waymo had actually stopped to allow a truck to come past it, and the truck actually clipped the Waymo. So, you know, if there was a human driver, they would know maybe this is probably not the best place to stop, or maybe they need to reverse a little bit. That wasn't an issue in that case. But a lot of these things actually involved human error or somebody crashing into a Waymo rather than a Waymo crashing into somebody else, you know. So it wasn't the Waymo that was causing the accident. It was driver error by somebody else.
All right, Ciara O'Brien and Jane Cowan, thank you for coming in to talk to me about that. Driverless taxis, what do you think? I think it actually is a case of not if, but when we will see them in Ireland if they are coming to London next year. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.